Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
This is TripleYourClients.com with your host, Andy Brown.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Expert marketing advice to triple your clients today.
Now you can start listening.
Welcome to episode 50 of TripleYourClients.com podcast. My name's Andy Brown, and as ever, it's a sheer pleasure to have you on board. Whether you're cycling to work, running to work, maybe it's an evening and you're relaxing and chilling out, wherever you are, thank you very much for tuning in, because there are so many great shows out there. And the fact that you've taken the time and the effort to schedule some time together here to chat about marketing means a lot to me. I do appreciate it. We're on show 50, which I didn't believe we'd ever reach, because if you've been following the show for a little while, it's been stop and start, hasn't always been consistent, has been in the last 8 or 9 shows, but there was a little bit of a break. We got off out of the starting blocks fairly quickly, and then I lost a bit of momentum, and then a few people kind of motivated me to get back into podcasting, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and I wish I hadn't stopped, but we are now back in the game, as it were, and it is one of my primary ways of getting content out and adding value, basically talking to my audience, because as we go forward with your business in the next 2, 3, 4 years, you need your audience. It's going to get busier and busier, noisier and noisier. And if you haven't developed your audience now and worked out a way of delivering content and being valuable in the marketplace, unfortunately, you're going to, I don't know, it's tough, but you're going to kind of lose out a bit, a little bit brutal, but all the signs are there that you need to create your own audience. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about email marketing again. And that all ties back to the fact that you need to get the email addresses of your audience, and you need to be able to reach out that way. And not always trying to sell, far from it, but adding value and becoming the trusted resource in whatever marketplace you are. So we've made 50, and I'm pretty chuffed with that. And hopefully we can canter on to up to 100, 150, see where we get to. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and thank you very much for tuning in. Been a busy week. Taking on a number of different clients and different businesses. That's always a lot of fun. And also, very excited about a couple of Kindle books I've been working on. I've got one published at the moment. I've got a couple more coming out in the next few weeks. And also, well, you're going to be getting a free copy. There's no doubt about that. That's one way I can thank you for tuning in. And I want to see if that can help your business. One of them is about procrastination. And it's a little bit apt, really, because you probably know that I like to record this show over the weekend, and here we are. Well, it's Monday morning now for me. It's just past midnight, and I'm recording the show. So some would say I've kind of procrastinated a bit on getting this show out. I need to change that. I will certainly need to change it, but I'm getting it out, and it's consistent, so that's great. I always say the show is there on your phone by 7 o'clock Monday morning. That's what I stuck to, and that's my deadline. I am in a mastermind group, and there's a large element of accountability there. And I don't want to be turning up every month saying, oh, I missed my deadlines. And I believe, again, as a business lesson, if you have got some way of being accountable to someone, it really does help when there's times when you really don't want to do the stuff, or whatever you decided that's going to make your marketing work for you. It can look great in the meeting saying, yes, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But if you haven't really got that accountability set up, then you're just not going to do it. There will be time when, I know, maybe your personal life gets in the way and business takes a back seat and you don't get the work done. And of course, sometimes personal stuff is more important than business. But if you have that accountability set in there with other people, say in your mastermind, then it really does improve your consistency and delivery of your content through the year. There's no doubt about it. Also, I found, talking about new clients this week, if I make my message clearer, then people find it easier to refer me. And so in previous years, I've been very much about consultancy, bespoke marketing advice, also AdWords, but it's been a bit of a mixed message. And I've now got that down to a simple message that I do AdWords, and it's made it a lot easier for people to refer me. And I believe if you're struggling to get the right type of business, maybe you've got a mixed message. Maybe you've got a great network, but that network doesn't truly understand what you do. And as a sort of human race, we like to put people in boxes. sometimes they're not the box that you imagined you would be put in. And, you know, by that I mean, you know, that Andy, the AdWords guy, a marketing guy. Well, when people said I was a marketing guy, even maybe the video guy, because I've produced a lot of videos in the past, that was nice to be remembered, but also a little bit not annoying, but, you know, I was thinking I've done something wrong there because I want to be known as the AdWords guy or a certain kind of marketing guy. So you can be put in the wrong box. So you're getting a referral, but getting a referral for the wrong type of work. So there must be situations in some of your businesses where you're not getting the right referral message out there. So maybe something to think about. Maybe your message might be, your marketing message might be a little bit mixed up. Certainly if you look at maybe your, which areas in your business are most profitable, and then you're getting annoyed that the business is coming in, but not in the right areas. So yes, going to talk about quite a lot of different things today that hopefully will add you value. That's what the show's all about. Some of the tools that I've come across, some of the new things that happened in the digital marketing space, I believe that you should at least have a heads up on. One of the tools I came across this week was a website at peek.usertesting.com. So that's peek.usertesting.com. And if you ever tried usability testing, you might have thought about it, but you might have been put off because it can be quite expensive. It's probably appealed to you in the past because you would have liked, or most people would have liked, to have that third party opinion of your website, that unbiased perspective, almost like a fresh perspective. And this website gives you that, and it's for free. It's quite amazing, really. You go to the website, you put in your email address, and then maybe 4 or 5 hours later, you get a video from someone in the world has sat down and browsed through your website, and whatever thoughts have come into their head, they've spoken them. They're giving you a running narrative of what they're finding in your website. So the difficulties they might be facing, or the ease with which they browse, whatever they come up against, they just speak about it. And for you, that's great to get those insights. And it will allow you to fix any visitor experience problems that you're having, or you might not even be aware of them. And as I say, there's no cost to this. So definitely check it out at peek.usertesting.com. All the links, as ever, that I mentioned in the show will be on the show notes. And that will be at tripleyourclients.com/50. As always, it's just a number, not the words, just a number after the slash. And there you go. So it'll be tripleyourclients.com/50. So talking of tools, I want to shout out to Alan Martin in Dundee. He has a website at chat-marketing.co.uk, and he shares a very good proven email marketing strategy and a set of tools he uses, and also how to use a lead magnet to build a list. It's a very good PDF that he's put together, a great resource, and I put together a link to it, which is tripleyourclients.com/ninja, N-I-N-J-A. And that's because the PDF is called Ninja Email Marketing Tools. And I mention it because Alan is kind of my go-to guy for email marketing and social media. And it's, as you can imagine, those are quite broad subjects. And in the past, I have consulted on these subjects, and even this week I've got a conversation with a friend where I'm going to give him sort of a heads up on his new business to do with social media and how to build an email list. But when it comes down to sort of workshops, professional advice, training, webinars, someone that spends all their time in this space, then you really should check out Alan Martin. And he is quite local to me, Dundee, not too far away from St. Andrews. But I highly recommend you check out this resource because it gives you links to some webinars, and they're nearly an hour long. So it's full-on training. Part of the training involves MailChimp. And I talk about MailChimp and Aweber in the past. Very good products for running your email marketing lists. And if you want, and a lot of people struggle with MailChimp because it's, you know, they never had any tool before to run their email list. They basically just collect the emails and send them out from Outlook or Gmail, which is a very clumsy way of building an email list and not very effective once you get maybe more than, I don't know, 10 or 20 people. So yes, excellent MailChimp training in that PDF as well. So check it out at tripleyourclients.com/ Ninja. And again, it will be on the show notes at tripleyourclients.com/50. Another great tool I came across, and to do with email marketing, was a website. The URL is litmus.com/gmail-tabs. And again, I've made a short link for you, which is tripleyourclients.com/gmail-test. And what it does is it allows you to send your message to a email address and then tells you whether your email is going to end up in one of the five tabs that you have in Gmail. So it's primary, social, promotions, updates, or forums. And that's very useful because if you see a drop in your open rates, and with a lot of people being on Gmail, it might be because your email is ending up in promotions. It might be social, but where you want to be is obviously primary if you can. And that might just be down to the way you word your content. So when I send out a message, for instance, to tell everyone about this show, I will now, what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks, is putting, I'll be taking the email address out of the one they give you on the website and sending the test email within AWeber to this email address. And then immediately on the website, it comes up and tells me where this email would end up in, which tab it would end up. And as just to remind you, the tabs are primary, social, promotions, updates, and forums. So yes, there's a lot to marketing because you've got to write the email, and then you've got to test to make sure that people are going to actually receive it in the right folders. So check it out at tripleyourclients.com/gmail-test and give it a go and see. Maybe hopefully it's not too bad news, but maybe emails ending up in promotions or updates or forums, and maybe just a tweak of the copy will get it into primary. It's very good intelligence anyway, and it's a tool I'm going to be using in the future. So let's move on to some of the bigger news that's been going on in the marketplace. One is Google Plus. Now, the big news there, it's been split into photos and streams. So, you know what I've been saying about Google Plus over the last 12 months? Where's it going to go? And particularly in the last 6 months, it's been pretty obvious that Google are trying to kill the brand off, although there's been no official announcement. So when this came out a few days ago, it's like, yes, we can see the writings on the wall, as it were. So yes, Google Plus has now been split into photos and streams. And it looks like, although again, there's no official word on it, that the product Hangouts is now an individual communication product. So then you have like almost three products that have come from Google Plus. So you got photos, streams, and Hangouts. No mention, or when they talk about photos, it's going to be Google Photos, and streams, I think it's just going to be called streams. It's certainly not going to be called Google Plus Streams. And it just reminds me, as I said in previous shows, that you can't rely on these third-party social media platforms. And many would argue it wasn't really strictly a social media platform. I know it will get sort of lumped into that one category, but the social side of it didn't seem to catch on with Google+. There were the early adopters. And Google are a little bit, maybe not fully truthful in how they talked about the numbers, because it seemed that if you just... a lot of Google Plus pages were given away to businesses, and then they said, you know, there's all these users on it. Well, there weren't very many active users. It was a low take-up. I mean, I read somewhere, don't quote me on it, but like 9% of people were actually posting any kind of content on the page, and even that felt quite high. So I think, the writing's on the wall, and Google Plus is being rebranded, and the lesson there is not to rely on these platforms too much. Again, if you go back to what Alan Martin talks about with his PDF that he's given away at tripleyourclients.com/ninja, then it's very much about you talk to your list, you talk to your audience on social media, but you engage with them. And then if you can offer value in such a way that you can ask them to come over to your website, where again, you know, you give this value, maybe a resource, but you have the conversation at your home rather than their home. It's a gentle sort of exercise you take them through, but you can't spend all your time on these third-party websites and build presence there. You need to build it also on your own platform. that is one of the key takeaways when you look at anyone who's building a strategy for social media email marketing. And yes, you can still carry on using Google Plus or whatever form it takes, but you need to move people over to your list. You need to build your list. It's the money's in the list. We always say that. So yes, no shock horror really news there with Google Plus, because it was writing was on the wall. But we'll see where it goes from here. Hangouts. I thoroughly enjoyed Hangouts. I've been using them for messaging and video over the last year or so. Although I started to use something called Slack in the last few weeks, S-L-A-C-K. Thoroughly enjoying that. And the rate of growth for this company over the last 12 months is like a hockey stick. It's amazing. You know, as a startup, it's enjoying some very successful times. So you know, if you're looking at a new tool for your team to talk, message each other, then maybe look at Slack. It's something that I'm experimenting with at the moment with some friends, and we're thoroughly enjoying it. And like I say, we were having messaging on Google Hangouts, but we are testing out Slack at the moment. Secondly, with the sort of big news stories, is AdWords have come out with a new app for Android. It's funny because a client asked me, a kind of prospect asked me recently and said, Andy, do you use an app for AdWords? And I said, no, I don't. I just do it all on my desktop. And it has been strange over the last few years why there hasn't been an official app for AdWords, but there is one now, which is great. Although it's only at the moment available, as you can imagine, on Android, not on an ISO yet for your iPhone. But it does allow advertisers to monitor campaigns and manage capabilities and update bids and campaign budgets, view impressions, clicks, click-throughs, cost conversions. It's not as if you can create ads, I would imagine, on the app and kind of get into too much detailed analysis and work at length, but very good for checking day to day on your daily spend and just checking whether those conversions are coming in. So it's good news. So check it out. If you've got an AdWords account and you just want to have that day-to-day intelligence, then put the app on the phone. Let me know how you get on with it. I think it's a step in the right direction. Talking of paid advertising, what the big story really in the week was Instagram. They've now rolled out a new product. Now, if you imagine, ads in the past have not allowed someone to click out to a website. It's always been, they basically tried to keep it sort of ring fenced and closed off. But now they've realized that they need to offer that to advertisers so that people can link out to websites. So you now get clickable links. So, and it's not just one photo that becomes an advert. It's four branded images. So as you can imagine, imagine you're going through your Instagram feed and one of the photos says sponsored in the top right corner. So it is clear. There's no deceptive strategy here or anything. It is clear what's an ad. But then when you see the first image, you can scroll through like a carousel, three other images. So there's four of them. And if you want to find out more, it says learn more. That's the button which will then open up an internal browser. And now if you can imagine, if you're an e-commerce site and you're selling clothes, then to show off, say, a dress, four different photos are better than one. If you're a holiday company, a beautiful location, again, four photos is better than one, or maybe a car, different angles, different views of a car. This is a major play. And if you can imagine that Facebook bought Amazon for $715 million, that looks like the bargain of the century now, because I can see big time advertisers flocking to this. Who knows what the price per click is going to be, because people are so engaged on Instagram. It really is the sort of almost the go-to trendy platform at the moment. Is there space there for the smaller business with the limited budget? Only time will tell, but this space of paid advertising is always moving, as is obviously organic traffic, the non-paid element of marketing. You've got to keep your eye on both of them, really, to see where the opportunities exist. But I find this quite exciting. It's a new venture for Instagram with these multi-photo carousel ads. And we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you posted. The measurements there, you can see the views, the likes, the comments, the clicks. They realize that's what people need. And I'll keep you posted, because I'll be experimenting and like all these things, you've got to test your Facebook advertising, now your Instagram advertising. Hopefully you're doing it in Google AdWords. Twitter advertising, really, I believe, is for the big boys. It is fairly expensive. And LinkedIn, I haven't looked at LinkedIn recently, but the last time I looked at it, I think it was $2 a click. And for some businesses, that's just too big. It's not right for a lot of categories. But, you know, those people that can make it work, then they're probably keeping quiet because it's maybe, well, of course, you know, I think the bigger recruitment companies, obviously, and there are some big sectors, are doing very well on LinkedIn. It's not my area of expertise, but it is, again, another platform for paid traffic that you should be aware of. So, yes, busy week. A few tools there with the peak.usertesting.com. Alan's ebook, definitely get that. And also the Gmail tabs testing tool, finding out whether email's landing in the right folder, as it were, in Gmail. Very useful to do. Be aware that Google Plus is changing yet again. That's the great thing about Google, in a way. They're not scared to fail. And if they realize I have failed in a certain area, they're quick to move on. They bring out new products. And they don't sit on their laurels. They realize that they've got to innovate all the time and benchmark products that have performed over time, like YouTube and also AdWords. They've just always built on and on. They haven't sat on their laurels again with those products, even the winners in their marketplace. So, yes, and don't forget the app that AdWords are now brought out. You can get that on the Play Store for Android. Don't believe it's out on iPhone yet, which, I'm sure it will do in due course. And check out Instagram advertising as well. So that's it for another week. Hope you got some value from there, some resources to check out. That will be on the show notes at tripleyourclients.com/50. Have a great week. If you've got any questions, just get on the old email, andybrown@tripleyourclients.com. Or if you prefer to tweet me, it's Andy Brown, TYC. I'm there as well. And thoroughly enjoy all the feedback I get, particularly last week when we were talking about all the different innovations in AdWords, lots going on there. So definitely, if you haven't checked out last week's show, that was very popular. A lot of value in that for anyone who's looking to advertise online. Anyone that decides that they just don't want people landing on their mobile presence, but want people to go straight through and ring. You know, and you see an ad on your iPhone or your Android phone, you click on the headline of the ad and it goes straight through and creates a call to your business. If that's the type of business that will benefit from that type of advertising, check out tripleyourclients.com/49. Thoroughly enjoyed talking about that last week. So take care, speak to you soon, and catch you in 7 days.
Have you ever wished you had more visitors to your business website, where you switch a button and instantly benefit from a steady, consistent stream of new potential clients and customers? One such proven way to do this is by using Google AdWords. Unfortunately, many businesses fail to take advantage of this opportunity, make huge mistakes, and waste their marketing budget. This is why I recommend you head over to tripleyourclients.com and grab Andy's free 44-page report on the 17 ways to maximize your Google AdWords ROI today. Simply enter your name and email on the homepage to have full access to Andy's special report within seconds.